Flags in Germany are flying at half-staff today, just one sign that Europe is also feeling the effects of Sunday's tsunami in the Indian Ocean. Thousands of Europeans are among the dead and missing. Most were taking holiday breaks in the sun in Thailand, Indonesia, and elsewhere. In addition to sending aid to the region, European governments are scrambling to help their own citizens. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Escaping the dark, dreary winter for the warm beaches of Asia is usually a welcome holiday treat for tens of thousands of Europeans. This year, it was a disaster. German officials say they've now confirmed that 33 German nationals were killed in the tsunami. Chancellor Gerhard Schröder has warned that the official death toll is deceptively low.
Around 1,000 German nationals are still missing. Because of the terrible devastation of the tsunami, we have to fear that the number of Germans dead will be in the triple digits.
Governments around Europe are making similar announcements. France today increased its count of dead to 21, with 90 missing. Italy says around 600 of its nationals are unaccounted for. Sweden may have lost the most people. At least 2,500 are estimated missing in a country of less than 9 million people. Of course, all these numbers combined are a tiny fraction of the more than 100,000 people killed and many more injured, who were mostly citizens of the countries hit by the massive wave. Still, columnist Lena Mellin, with the Swedish newspaper Aftonbladet, says her country is in shock.
Nothing like this have ever happened to Sweden before. We haven't been in war for over 200 years. We are not accustomed to that many casualties at the same time. There's a tremendous will to help.
To help Swedes, but also others. She says people are bringing food and clothing to the Stockholm embassies of the country's hardest hit. But there has been criticism there that the government response has been slow.
People are very, very critic to the government. Normally one would say they would have been quick, but people think that the planes that should have been sent earlier, the planes who transport injured back to Sweden.
Some families around Europe already know that their loved ones are dead. Others are still waiting. Christine Petty in England got good news that her son Steve, on a scuba vacation in India, had survived.
I've had a total of 4 messages. The first one this morning that came at 7 o'clock was from a person in Madras, or Chennai, who was phoning a list of people. He said he'd seen Steve, and Steve had passed our number on, and he was assuring us that Steve was safe and okay. Then the next one was an email message from a woman. We've also had, since then, a message from Norway from a person whose brother was asked to pass on a message, and also a text message. So it's absolutely wonderful news.
Governments are pledging to reduce debts and provide emergency aid for the Asian countries so devastated by the tidal wave. Spain has promised one of the single largest amounts of cash, $68 million. Germany promised $27 million, Britain about $29 million. British opposition leader Michael Howard says ordinary people should add to that assistance.
I think we, as ordinary citizens, should now seek to match that sum, to dig into our pockets, to help those people who so desperately need help. We've, most of us, had a happy and comfortable Christmas, and this is the time for us to show that we do regard people in other parts of the world as our neighbours, that we recognise that we have a responsibility to them.
European vacationers are now cancelling visits to the ravaged region. How local Asian economies recover will depend in part on how soon they can and will go back. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.